on 28th of September, IGAD began a comprehensive round of consultation meetings in Addis Ababa, Pretoria, Khartoum, and here in Juba, pursuant to our mandate to convene a high-level revitalization forum for South Sudan. Over the past 3 weeks, senior members of the IGAD Council of Ministers, supported by my office and the GMAIC Secretariat, have met with all significant parties to the conflict in South Sudan. I can report to you now that these consultations have all been positive and constructive, and I wish to thank each and every one of the participants for their commitment, engagement, and thoughtful contributions. The IGAD Council of Ministers delegation was led by His Excellency Dr. Werkinne Gebeyo, Ethiopian Foreign Minister and Chairman of the IGAD Council of Ministers, and included Her Excellency Amina Mohamed, the Kenyan Cabinet Secretary for Foreign Affairs, and reported to the IGAD Council of Ministers, His Excellency Sam Kutesa, the Ugandan Foreign Minister, His Excellency Professor Ibrahim Gandour, the Sudanese Foreign Affairs Minister, His Excellency Mahmoud Ali Yusuf, the Djibouti Foreign Minister, His Excellency Abdul Qadir Ahmed Khayre Abdi, State Minister for the Federal Republic of Somalia. Together, all in small groups, they have met with the following people. His Excellency Salva Kiir, President of South Sudan, His Excellency Taban Deng Gai, First Vice President, Council of Ministers of the Transitional Government of National Unity, Honorable John Luke, Honorable Deng Alor, and Honorable Mudat Bial, former detainees in government, the Speaker of the Transitional National Legislative Assembly, the National Dialogue Committee, Dr. Riek Machar, former First Vice President, Dr. Lama Kol, Chairman, National Democratic Movement, Mr. Pagan Amum, Mr. Kosti Manibe, and Dr. Majak Dagot, representative of the former detainees, General Peter Gadet, Chairman, South Sudan United Movement, General Papini Montai, Dr. Costello Garang, Chairman, South Sudan Patriotic Movement, Army, Mr. Gabriel Shangson, Chairman of the Federal Democratic Republic of South Sudan, Dr. Madiba K. Lassa, Secretary General, South Sudan National Movement for Change, led by Mr. Joseph Pakasoro, Madam Rebecca Garang, General Thomas Cirillo, Chairman of the National Salvation Front, Ambassador Lieutenant General Andrew Makur, eminent personality, representative of South Sudanese civil society, women's bloc, youth and faith-based leaders, representatives of the National Alliance of Political Parties, representative of the National Agenda Political Parties, representative of the Umbrella Party, representative of the citizens in the United Nations Protection of Civilians camps, representatives of the international community. I expect you will want to know what happens next. Over the next few weeks, I and my task force will reflect on the outcome of the consultation meetings, including considerations of the various written contributions provided to us, and develop options and recommendations for the revitalization process. Once complete, the IGAD Council of Ministers will convene a meeting to consider the various recommendations and options, and will therefore pronounce on the date, location, attendance, and draft agenda for the high-level revitalization forum. We appreciate that this revitalization process will be underway within 2 months.